Yes, yebazibwe nnyo baana ba Katonda.
Praise Jesus much, children of God.
Muliyo mutya mu linnya lya Mukama waffe Yesu.
How are you in the name of the Lord Jesus?
Obulamu buli butya?
And how is your life?
Nenda kusaba oyongere obuze ku muganda wo.
I'm going to request you move on greet of the brethren.
Omwagalize ebisinga obulungi.
Wish them the best.
Ebiva eri Katonda kitaffe.
Those which come from God the Father.
Omwana n'omwoyo omutukuvu.
The Son and the Holy Spirit.
Nga bwayogera mu kubi kulwesula esooka onyula okuna.
As it speaks in Revelations 1 verse 4.
Ebiva eriyo ye yaliwo.
The those which come from the one who was.
Aliwo.
Who is
era agenda okujja
and who is going to come
bita miyo musanvu ejja Katonda
and those which pass through the seven spirits of God
asubira okubanga abatuukirizaako ebyo
that they can reach unto you such
yategeezaako nga asinzira mu Yobu
those who spoke of blessing in Job
nti atuukiriza ebyo yasongako engalo okubeera ebyaffe
that he fulfilled those who pointed the finger to be ours
nga bwayogera mu Yobu esuli ya 23:14
this in Job 23:14
kada abatuukirizeeko ebyo
now let him fulfill those to you
yagenda maso okulabikanga ati abategekera okubitambulira
moved on prepare them that you move by them
ngabefeso esura eyo kuyinira ku mbwegamba
as Ephesians 2 verse 10 says
tuli mulimu gwa Katonda abatundwa mu Kristo Yesu
we are God's workmanship created in Christ Jesus unto good works
Katonda byetekera fo okubitambulira
that God ordained that we move by them
irabo ategeza mpite ekyo kubira soko nyoro kusatu
when he say in 2 Peter chapter 1 verse 3
nagamba nti obuyinza bwa Katonda
and he said that the holy power of God
wamaladde okutuwa bitwe
already gave us what we need in this life in serving him and in moving to understand him who called us and by name and voice Apostle Ronald Hope Witness together with Pastor Samuel Newman and a Bible reader Teacher Jacob we love you all in the name of the Lord Jesus Son of the living God we based in this ministry the new generation which has the full knowledge of God and to move on reach unto you God is answering to the world why there are many troubles ever since the year 2020 began praise Jesus much we are on the second phase we move on to honor God the Father and his words those who send us the Holy Spirit always to move on reveal us the word of God because he speaks 1 Corinthians chapter 2 verses 9-11 that what eye is not seen what ears have not heard those which have never entered into our hearts those are what God prepared for us who love him that he revealed those to us by his Holy Spirit for no one knows the things of God except the Spirit of God within him thank him for the armies of angels who work together with us as we move on to obey and hold on the word of God as he tells us Revelations 22:7-8
and
Gabriel explaining Apostle John that we are workers with those who hold on the word of God
Yes,
praise Jesus much. And when angels work together with us, as in Psalms 103, verse 20, they are the mighty ones who fulfill the word of God as they listen to the voice of the word of God.
So,
even in this time, they are going to be moving on to see they stand with us to fulfill the word of God. In the second phase of the answering of God to the world why there are many troubles ever since the year 2020 began praise Jesus much and we've come giving you in summary things within the second phase of the answering of God to the world why there are many many troubles ever since the year 2020
began.
After we shall show you fullness of things we have summarized. Praise Jesus, man. We thank God Almighty. That in those we've come summarizing the second phase.
Ne part 7.
We are still moving on with part 7.
Tulaga esale zobo nabi eze mirundi ena.
Which show us the four types of prophetic prayers.
Yesu yebazi bwenyo.
Praise Jesus much.
Iranga tuata andika.
And we began.
Ngatulaba Samarisi.
And we see Samarisi.
Phase 2 eyokuwa nukula kwa katonde eriensi.
Phase 2 of the answering of God to the world.
Luachi waliwe mtawana minji mchango mwaka bili ya bili kutandika.
Why there are many troubles ever since the year 2020 began.
Mpati 7a.
In part 7a,
tuwasubulu kulaba kusara yokuenenya.
We were able to see of the prayer of repentance. Things within it, in the summary. And we
intend
to show you how that prayer appears. And in summary, see.
Phase 2.
Of the answering of God to the world. Why there are many troubles. Ever since the year 2020 began.
In part 7b.
And we show you things in the summary within prayer to be given. Praise Jesus much. We saw three major things we need to ask for. Even to get them. To be able to get all that we need in this life. In serving God. And in moving to understand Him who called us. And we need the Holy Spirit. In His fullness. And also we need. Seven groups of angels. To serve together with us. And we need to be revealed our spiritual gifts. Even be prepared to work in them. That they make way for us to sit with princes. And they make us overcome. To sit with the princes of heaven. The holy angels. To reaching the 24. Elders.
So,
now this day we move on with summary C. Phase 2 of the answering of God to the world. Why there are many troubles ever since the year 2020 began.
Part 7C.
As we see the prophetic prayer of warfare.
Yes,
praise Jesus much.
Sare yobo nabi eyolutalo.
Prophetic prayer of warfare. Preparing the whole world. For God's final work on this planet Earth.
Yes,
praise Jesus much.
Point,
they are like 7 points. The things we need to know of the prayer of warfare. Those we're going to pass through in the summary. Then after you get those prayers and you hear how they move. Remember we were commanded. On the 27th of October. 2019. Reaching the 1st of December 2019 to pray these prayers.
Well,
there is also this prayer we are seeing right now. The prophetic prayer of warfare.
Yes,
praise Jesus much. The first point says that
when
God commanded us to pray the prayer of warfare. He told us to pray it as an individual.
Knowledge of God.
Pray it as the ministry of full knowledge of God. Pray it as church in Uganda. We pray as Uganda called to base in the call of the whole world. And we pray as the church in the whole world. And we pray as the whole world. That God may prepare us for His final work on this planet Earth. It's the revival and the restoration. the greatest and the last on the planet earth, of the gospel of salvation, the gospel of the kingdom of God, and the righteousness in the kingdom of heaven, as the full light of the word of God is from the Old and the New Testament. Praise Jesus much. Now in that word that we enter in prayer of warfare in the category of those people we've spoken of, as you an individual, as the minister of full knowledge of God,
given to lead
work in Uganda and the whole world, as church in Uganda, as Uganda called to basin the call of the whole world, as church in the whole world, and as the whole world, that they be prepared for this God's final work. And when we entered in prayer of warfare, as some which caused this year 2020 to be a hard year, even reaching up to today, praise Jesus much. Because we spoke in that prayer,
we
called angels of warfare to fight Satan and his schemes. And in both schemes, out of came sicknesses and many things,
problems.
And they tried to work quick, but God made their scheme fall on them, even the great one of the world and the worlds of the world who contived with Satan. And God put the world in lockdowns.
Yes,
praise Jesus much. Now those prayers, up to today they are still moving on. And they are prayed as Philippians 2 verse 4 says. And it says like this. Philippians chapter 2 verses 4.
Temutunuliranga buli muntu ebibye yekka. Erana ye buli muntu nebya balala.
Yesu yebazibwe nyo.
Praise Jesus much.
Okusinira kuba Filipo esule eyo kubyenyura okona.
According to Philippians 2 verse 4.
Ne musale ne olutalo.
Even in this prayer of warfare.
Bwetwala girwo okusaba okuvanga abiri musanvu ogwe 10.
When we commanded to pray from 27th October 2019.
Okutuka ngalumu ogwe 12.
To reach in the 1st of December 2019.
Tuwesabira nga fika kino.
Don't pray as an individual.
Kubanga twa tunulide okuyitibwa kwensi yonna.
The call of the whole world, where God has called all nations to work with him in his final work on this planet earth. That work is the revival and the restoration of the gospel of salvation.
But
neither to be prepared in the whole world.
And
when
you
pray the prayer as Philippians 2:4 says, that and we do not think of our own things alone, but even of the others. We understood that all you needed to be prepared. Yet there was the evil Satan who was moving on to hindering that. And even his demons, the fallen angels, and they have taken away time which may make people hearken to God. And we asked God in the prayer of warfare that he can move on to try to consume, take over the world, even to persecute demons, the fallen angels, every place where they lock the world, that they no more give God time. That's how we stood in the gap for the whole world.
He's
basing in the Ezekiel 22, verse 30, saying like this. Ezekiel chapter 22 verse 30.
Nenonyo musajja mubbo eyandiddabirizo olukomera nayimirira mu kituli ekiwaguddwa mu maaso gange ku lwensi nemo okugizikiriza.
Praise
Jesus much.
Okwetoola ensi yonna
all over the world. Mostly in that year 2019, God sought for a man who could stand in the gap.
n'azimba olukomera,
and to build the wall that which had been thrown down by the evil Satan,
okuyingira ekkanisa n'okuyingira ensi yonna okugisensera
in the church and enter the whole world to spread within it,
alyoka alabeyo omusajja ayinza okuyimirira mu kituli,
that he can see there a man to stand in the gap,
osobola okulabika nga asabira ensi eno,
to be able to pray for this world,
era ng'ategeeza ensi eno ekigenda mu maaso,
and he tells this world what is moving on,
mu kiseera ekyo okwetoola ensi yonna,
in that time all over the world,
omusajja yabula oyo afaanaga
man was not spotted who is like that. Najja mukama atusinga nafu abo mulembo mpya. God came met us we of the new generation.
Natulabanga tuyimiridde.
He saw us we had stood.
Kulokuyimira kwensi yonna.
And the standing for the sake of the whole world.
Era natugamba nga satu mu December.
And he told us on Saturday, 1st of December 2019.
Ndio mwaka ogwa 2020.
That the year 2020.
Tugugena kuba mwaka gwa kusaga.
Not going to be a joking year.
Era tegubanga wansi wenjuba.
Never been under the sun.
Kubanga Satani,
because Satan,
agenda kulonchingira mu emirimu gyegye kivu ekikyasinze.
He's going to launch his most evil extreme works.
Awamu n'agalwa dagazibu.
Together with wild diseases.
Naye ngenda kuyimusa omutindo.
But I am going to raise a standard.
Yaba banabira n'omusana gw'ekigambo kyange.
On to those who will have light of my words.
Naye agenda tugamba ebyo byonna.
Get him to go tell us all that.
Yali atugamba dda okuvanga 27 gw'ekumi.
I'd already told us long back on 27th October.
2019.
2019.
Kangarumu ogwekumi nebiri
1st of December 2019
kuyingira musalezi nezolutalo kulwensi yonna,
enter this prayers of warfare for the whole world,
yatwa imiro kusaba salezi,
we stood to pray for those prayers,
atunda subulu kubateekate kangalero,
God will prepare them as today
kuvu mwaka 2020 lugwata
and when the year 2020 began,
mubadde mumbere bategeka,
you've been situations preparing you,
uwo muri mugwa katunda okusema kusemazinga wensino,
for God is final back on this planet earth,
mwabaitide okukola naye muri revival,
called you to work with him in the revival in the restoration of the gospel of salvation, gospel of the kingdom of God and the righteousness in the kingdom of heaven. And
it
moves on to emphasize in Ezekiel, this chapter 13 verse 5, and he says like this,
Ezekiel 13 n'olunyiriri olw'okutaano.
Ezekiel 13 from verse 5,
temwambukanga mu bituli ebyawagulwa, so temuddaabirizanga nyumba ya Isirayiri olukomera luyimirire mu lutalo ku lunaku lwa Mukama.
Yesu yebazibwe.
Praise Jesus much.
Kyali kyetaagisa,
it needed
okuddaabiriza ennyumba ya Isirayiri,
to repair the house of Israel,
ekkanisa,
the church,
awamu n'ensi yonna,
together with the whole world,
eyimiire
that it stands
munaku ez'olutalo,
in the days of battle,
kubanga ebiro bye tulimu,
for the seasons we are in,
etwetaagisa okulwanyisa omubi Satani ennyo,
where we need to fight the evil Satan much,
naye tewaaliwo ayinza okubategeka,
but there was no one who could prepare them,
mukama kye yatugamba,
now what God told us,
tuyingire mu ssala y'olutalo asobole okubategeka mu nsi yonna,
we enter in prayer of warfare that he prepares them in the world,
emitima gidde eri Katonda,
to repair their hearts that they turn back to God,
abayambe munaku zino ez'oluvannyuma embi ennyo,
them in these evil days which are last, the evil Satan and his demons, the fallen angels and known as the aliens,
where they are
launching their extreme evil works,
destroyed
the many all over the world,
and
we moved on to pray that prayer for them like today since 2020 began.
Natusuko okutumejjira ba malaika abentalo,
the first ten armies of angels of warfare,
okuyita mu okulwanagana n'emyoyo emibi,
pass through fight with evil spirits,
ba malaika abagwa,
the fallen angels,
awamu n'okubasibisa mbunyi obutakoma,
together to cause them to be bound in the bottomless pit,
esobole okukakkanako,
that the world may humble,
era nga bwe tulaba leero,
as we see today,
so ekigambo ekyo kyatugambye,
no, that word he has told us,
kituddiremu ku Ezekiel 13,
let it be repeated in Ezekiel 13,
olunyino olw'okutaano,
this verse 5.
Ezekiel esule ye 13 n'olunyiriri olw'okutaano.
Ezekiel chapter 13 verses 5.
Temwambukanga mbituli ebyawagulwa, so temuddaabirizanga nyumba ya Isirayiri olukomera luyimirire mu lutalo ku lunaku lwa Mukama.
Yes.
Unaku lwa Mukama,
the day of the Lord,
lunatera okutuuka,
it's about to come,
unaku lwa okudda kwa Mukama waffe Yesu Kristo,
the day of the coming back of the Lord Jesus Christ,
nejjukira unaku lwa olwolekera okutuuka,
remember that day had not to coming,
Bible says in Matthew
24, those days there will be many false prophets. Those
who
have been put in place by Satan and his demons. They are the fallen angels and known as the aliens.
Or
those green men.
Now,
church in the whole world, together with the whole world, and it's not prepared. The laziness of people and to sin and got so much, each one saw another commit sin and they
say
that's the lifestyle of that person, and we are in laziness. Satan has broken walls of the hearts of the minds of people. Praise Jesus, man.
It's
corrupted understanding of the whole world. That we had to stand the prayer of warfare. Entering year 2020. That we would have humbled down the world. As today. Praise Jesus, much. That is why he says in the Proverbs 24. The verse 30 unto 34.
And
set unto press on and move on to enter the church. And he planted in prophets and the pastors and apostles. Even the false evangelists and the false teachers, false workers of miracles. He found them when they are slumbering.
And then
the world corrupted it within him. Morality, bribes of high levels, even corruption of different forms. Let us read we here. Proverbs chapter 24, verse
30.
Have
you heard well?
You
fast by the field of the fruitful and the vineyards, the one without wisdom neither understanding. Praise Jesus. That garden
is
spoken in the 1 Corinthians chapter 3, verse 9. And he says, you are God's field. You are God's household. Praise Jesus, man. But the lazy who is there, who is the one? Those would have been like the servants of God. And the second lazy person, they are the leaders he handed over this world. You, the field of God where you dwell, they got so lazy concerning sin. And it reached to spread the church. Those of the church appeared like those of the world. Even those of the world were led by leaders handed over to this world. For they say, there is no leadership never cometh from God. As the Romans
13.
But they did give you leadership from God that you leave the world, do whatever it wants. But to do what's done in heaven is be done on earth. Laziness in the leaders of church, in laziness in the leaders of the whole world. It's well said that the evil
past
to corrupt the whole church, to corrupt the whole world. And to reaching on make you pass homosexuality bills. And you say that they are worthy to be done as you speak out. A man to get married to a man, and the woman with a woman, and the many other evils, and you reach to think they are the good ones.
And
that God proclaimed his final back on the planet earth, where he has called on nations to serve together with him in revival, in restoration of the gospel of salvation. Praise Jesus, man. Because there is that laziness. And to finish out that laziness from you. From when 2020 began to now,
you
had to leave the world to be in troubles.
Yes,
praise Jesus, man.
No,
I've seen you, your mind has wakened up.
Ate mukyagolo kosekatini.
And you've just woken up a little. For
your
reason in the way saying we are fighting corona as the world, but in a few days you are going to arise, fight the sickness of disease of sin. Yes, for it has destroyed many more than the coronavirus you're fighting. For the wage of sin, it is death. But you've not yet handled it. Romans 6:23. He said, because the wages of sin, it is death. The wage of corona, it is the much death happened in the world. But the wage of sin, it's the death which has happened many years.
It
makes people fall in hell. And they await for the second death, the lake of fire. But the virus of sin, it's what has done those. But it too needs holiness. As you see, corona is requesting you to be clean. You bath with water. Even to bath with
sin,
you bath with water within the words. Before, you not our reason well. That's why we pray that prayer of warfare, it keeps moving on. It moves on, prepare you.
Yes, we
praise Jesus, man. Let's finish in Proverbs. We see Proverbs 24:31. Yes,
as
going to reach the church of God, quarrelsome people with words like thorns,
abavumi,
who are abusive,
abe
those who wish themselves, who have all forms of evil, and they're in there. The wall of protection of church, and it fell long back. Satan entered in church and began to move his evil actions there. The world, it got exceeding. Proverbs 24:32. Yes. The physical sleep and the world is sleeping. They don't know whether there is the end of the world or not. They are
slept
over bribes, murdering, stealing, and the things like those. When we reach in the church, there's nothing they even see within the spiritual world. And the year 2020 fell upon them as a snare. Mike, the problem has come. They are slumbering. They can't even see for you heavens where you go, whether you reach there or not. They had there to see whether you travel nations or not. If you inherit riches, God said, let me lock down borders of nations, see how you send them in nations. I see you travel abroad. Now still bring those things you used to see. But when the year 2020 was winding up, 31st December in the night, and you promised a year which is going to be good, filled of good things, we hear God told us it's not a joking year, for we were not sleeping. Spiritually, we are looking and seeing. Some of you get jealous of us that we show off. It's not showing off. This is reality. Yes. But as all those are like that, we prayed for you as an individual. And as we are individual, prayed for ourselves as ministry of new generation. We prayed for church in Uganda. Prayed for Uganda, which is called to basin the call of the world. And we prayed for church in the whole world. And we prayed for the whole world. Right from 27th October. Reaching the first of December 2019. God to prepare you as today. I want you to understand this. Prayers of warfare, we entered in them because God commanded us.
And
we entered in them because God commanded us. God spoke saying, in the
1
Peter chapter 5, verse 6 to 11, that Satan needs to be pushed, resisted. That's where prayer of warfare cometh from. That we pray for you as an individual, as church in the whole world, and as the whole world, God be able to prepare you. Because the evil Satan is near you, hinders you hear the voice of God. It's put their pleasures of the world. It's put their things wasting our time. You wake up in the morning, go look for money with something not bad, but you look for money all day and you forget you have to seek for God also, and you cease to have time. In prayer of warfare, demons which wasted that time on you. When coronavirus came, demons ran from you. Up to today, many of you have been put in situations which enable you to seek for God. Now we see the harvests of those prayers.
Still
want them, that's why we pray they still move on. Let's read 1 Peter chapter 5, verse 6, to reach in the verse 11.
Petere chisoka esuli yokutano nolunyiri olwomukaga.
1 Peter chapter 5 from verse 6.
Kale mwiwombe ekenga wansi womukono ogwamanyi ogwa Katonda. Alyoka abagulumize ngobudde butuuse.
Yes. We first entered prayer of repentance.
We
humbled ourselves under the hand of God.
We
entered prayer to be given. That God may glorify us when due time has come as today. I told you we're not glorifying, neither showing off. Not. Read the next verse 7 and you hear. First Peter chapter 5 verse 7.
Ngamumusindikiririzanga ye okweralikirira kwa mwe konna kubanga ye ateeka ku mwoyo ebigambo bya mwe.
Kakati ebyali bitweralikiriza,
things which were causing worry our way.
Yatugamba tuingire mu sala y'olutalo.
Told us we enter prayer of warfare.
Katonda yeke nyine atuma mwoyo omutukuvu n'ejjira bamalayika.
God himself to send his Holy Spirit and armies of angels.
Okuyiga Satani n'emizimu
gye. To hunt for Satan and his demons.
Bamalayika abaagwa.
The fallen angels.
Abanyiddwa nga ba aliens.
And known as the aliens.
Abakulembeddemu obwononefu mu nsi yonna.
Those who led in the corruption in the whole world.
Wanga twali tulowooza nti ensi eno wait,
si wangu. For we had thought the world where it's rich is not bad. And it worried us, asking where is it heading to. When we saw, we worry over that. He said, cast onto that to me, go into prayer warfare.
Kunsi.
Me, I lay hold of the world.
Ngaliru.
As today.
Mm-hmm.
First
Peter chapter 5 verse 8.
Omulabe wamwe Satani atambula tambula ng'empologoma. Auru nti ng'empologoma ewuluguma. Ng'anoonya gw'anaalya.
Yes.
Yatugamba tutunule nnyo.
He said we be vigilant.
Kubanga omulabe Satani mu nnaku zino.
Because the enemy didn't miss Satan in these days.
The
Empire told us that the first December 2019. Satan there arisen commit evils in the year 2020. It's not easy joking here. In this is moving so much. Even the fallen angels cause them to
spread
to seek those they are going to destroy and they capture them, fold them in hell, and they wait for lake of fire on the day of judgment. That be vigilant. He told us in the next verse, this is what you have to do if indeed you see.
Petero ekisooka esuula ey'okutaano n'olunyiriri olw'omwenda.
1 Peter 5:9.
Oyo mbu muziyizenga nga muli banywevu mu kukkiriza kwammwe.
Yes. You resist him. Enter in warfare. No, you cannot resist something.
Until
there is a warfare. Not enter the
white.
You resist him. Involves force. War. Now remember, they are one who move in the spiritual world. They themselves are the evil spirits.
Resistance.
Now our resistance
would
not involve flesh with flesh.
And
we begin to push, resist each other. Resist him, stand on doors of synagogues. You will not enter the church. Stand on borders of nations. You will not enter this nation. Physically, it's not like that. We had to send there a prayer. Armies of angels to fulfill those prayers. In the world to be locked down as today. Have you seen it? Resisting the evil Satan. You will not wrestle him physically as you be doing it out there.
So
those who are there and binding Satan by physical. Both things. We need to know what concerns prayer of warfare, how it's to be. Let's finish here.
Petero ekisooka esuula ey'okutaano n'olunyiriri olw'omwenda.
1 Peter 5:9.
Oyo mumuziyizenga nga muli banywevu mu kukkiriza kwammwe.
We have to resist him. Prayer of
warfare.
And we stay the first in faith. What is that faith? Romans 10:17 says, faith comes from hearing. And hearing the word of God. Resisting basing in the word of God tells us to do how?
If it
tells us resisting in prayer of warfare.
And
we quote scriptures. And then we appear to be in faith. Faith comes from hearing and hearing the word of God.
Petero ekisooka esuula ey'okutaano n'olunyiriri olw'omwenda.
1 Peter 5:9.
Oyo mumuziyizenga nga muli banywevu mu kukkiriza kwammwe. Nga mumanyinga ebibonoobono ebyo bituukirira eri baganda bammwe abali mu nsi.
Yes. That Satan. He had held the whole world.
And
destroys it, and many people are in torment. Now we had to hold the
wall.
The whole world is destroying the people. And we evolve the whole world in prayer of warfare. You see that? Now we do that. Now we the whole world. That destruction of Satan.
You
see what is very serious.
And
we saw prayers be prayed to the 7th October.
1 of 2019.
Preparing the whole world.
In
that warfare to prepare the whole world. For the verse,
said,
repeat it that you hear.
Petero ekisooka esuula ey'okutaano n'olunyiriri olw'omwenda.
1 Peter 5:9.
Oyo mumuziyizenga nga muli banywevu mu kukkiriza kwammwe. nga mumanyinga ebibonoobono ebyo bituukira eri baganda bammwe abali mu nsi
okumuliza kitingana emizimu gye bamalayika
abaagwa
kubanga ebintu bye bakoze obutali butuukirivu
obwo
buleete ebibonoobono eri abantu nga bagwa mu
geyeenanebabonyabonyezebwa nnyo
n'abalala bayise mu bingi ku nsi
naye
nga kiva ku sitaani y'omwoyo n'emizimu
gyemalayika
abaagwa era essala kyetuva twagisindika mu nsi
yonna
nga tukola tutya
nga
tutuma bamalayika abagituukiriza okutuuka mu buli kifo kyonna mu nsi
yonna
okusobola okuresisting omubi sitaani
ensi
esobole okutegekebwa olw'omulimu gwa katonda
okusema
okusemazinga
w'ensi eno
Revival.
Revival.
Okudizibwa obujja.
The restoration.
Okwenjiriya obulokozi.
Of the gospel of salvation.
Petero ekisooka esuula ey'okutaano n'olunyiriri olw'ekkumi.
First Peter chapter 5 verse 10.
Era Katonda ow'ekisa kyonna nti eyabayitira ekitiibwa kye ekitaggwaawo mu Kristo bwe mulimala okubonyaabonyezebwako akaseera akatono ye yennyini alibatuukiriza.
Nanga nti pulaani ye yali bweri.
He said his plan was like this.
Nti ensi ejja kuba eyitako mu kubonaabona.
That the world will pass through a session of suffering.
Mu kiseera eky'okuresisting omubi sitaani.
The moment of resisting the evil Satan.
Nti naye oluvannyuma ekitiibwa kye kirabisibwe gye tuli.
His glory will manifest our way.
Ekyo kyali kya mazima era nga kituufu ne kati kituuse.
That was truthful and indeed it has happened.
Si bwe kiri.
Is it?
Sure. Anti phase 2 eyokwanukula kwa Katonda eri ensi.
For phase 2 of the outbreak of God to the world.
Lwaki waliwo emitawaana mingi?
Why there are many troubles?
Kyangu mwaka 2020 gutandika.
Since that 2020 began.
Yaleeta answers nyingi ezokwanukula kwa Katonda.
He brought many answers of the outbreak of God.
Ziri wansi omuntu okugamba.
They are under the heading saying.
Tubonna bibi byawandiko ebituko obutuukiridde.
That God's biblical prophecies come to
pass.
What is next?
So bitene ekyokubiri bite ekisooka esula yakutaano
First Peter chapter 5
ng'agamba nti mu kiseera ekyo
say in that time
nga tuli resisting omubi sitaani mu ssaala y'olutale yeteekateeka ensi
yonna
ensajja kuyitako mu kaseera
akazibu
naye oluvannyuma
katonda
ajja kuviirayo ensi
God will arise for the world
nga bw'avuddeyo kati okwanukula soka oddemu olunyiri olwo
you first repeat that verse
Petero ekisooka esuula ey'okutaano n'olunyiriri olw'ekkumi.
First Peter chapter 5 verse 10.
Era Katonda ow'ekisa kyonna eyabayitira ekitiibwa kye ekitaggwaawo mu Kristo bwe mulimala okubonyaabonyezebwako akaseera akatono ye yennyini alibatuukiriza alibanyweza alibawa amaanyi. Olunyiriri olw'ekkumi n'olumu oyo aweewenga obuyinza emirembe n'emirembe. Amiina.
Ensi ayina osooka n'agirekane mu ssaala y'olutalo awo wennyini
awo natuzisitinga
omubi sitaani
ensi
n'agiteekako mu kaseera akazibu
olw'okuba
nti yali amaze otuyita ffenna okuyingira mu kuyitibwa kuliyo kw'ensi
yonnaoluvannyuma
atuyingize mu kitiibwa ekyo si bwe gulinga leero kati jjukira ebyo byonna twabikola
now remember we did all that
nga tulina kabona ali mu ggulu
and we had a priest within
mukama waffe yesu
the Lord Jesus Christ
amanyi obulungi ensi byeyitamu
who knows well what the world is passing through
okusinina kubebula ni yesu leyo eyokuna
according to Hebrews chapter 4
olunyi lw'ekkumi n'ennya pa kumi na mukaaga
verse 14 to 16
abebula ni yesu leyokuna n'olunyiriri olw'ekkumi n'ennya
Hebrews chapter 4 verse 14
kale bwe tulina kabona asinga obukulu omunene eyayita mu ggulu yesu omwana wa katonda tunywezenga okwatula kwaffe olunyo lw'ekkumi n'ettaano kubanga tulina kabona asinga obukulu atayinza kulumira wamu naffe mu bunafu bwaffe naye yakemebwa mu byonna bumu ngaffe so nga ye talina kibi
kabona gwe tulina
the priest we have
ali mu ggulu mukama waffe yesu kristo
the heavens the lord jesus
yayita ku nsi eno
he passed on this world
yaye n'agamba ddala mazima mu nsi mulimu ennaku
and he say indeed the world there are many sorrows
naye temutya kubanga nze mpangu
fear not for I have overcome
kabona oyo
that priest
yatusuubiza okuba naffe okutuuka enkomerero
promised to be with us to the end
yeyadumira tusabire ensi yonna mu ssaala y'olutalo
commanded we pray for the whole world in prayer of warfare
asobole ogiteekateeka olw'omulimu guno ogusembayo
for this final work Because when he finished the Hebrews, as it says, the priest we have knows well what the world is passing through.
Let's
repeat for us here as we finish.
Hebrews
chapter 4, verse
14. Yaita muguru, Yesu omwana wa Katonda, tunywezengo kwa tula kwa fe. Ule 15, kubanga tulina kabona asingo bukuru atayinza kulumira wamu na fe, mubunafu wa fe. Na yeye yakame wamu byonna bumunga fe, songa yeta alina chivi. Ule 16, kale tusemberenga n'obuvumu eri entebe y'ekisa, tulyoka tuwewe okusasirwa, era tufune ekisa olw'okubeerwa kwe.
The priest we have who is in heaven, our Lord Jesus Christ, on the world he sent here his Holy Spirit. When he was moving from the world, him the high priest of the heavens and the earth, our Lord Jesus Christ, he told us, I am not going to leave you orphans. But what is in you? The world is going to pass through many walls. You see, in the era of BC, prophets, it was very hard to enter prayer of warfare openly. And the people say, mostly the question sitting in all people in the world, but these things of praying prayers of warfare, how did they begin? For most people find we born again here. Whether you know what you've been doing or you didn't know. And you are in prayer of warfare. Someone asks, does prayer of warfare begun when? Because in the world there are physical wars, they need weapons of war. Yet these prayers of warfare, how are they conducted? Someone appears to start fighting. You know, the high priest of heaven and earth, our Lord Jesus Christ,
is
the one who came, began those wars on the world, the spiritual wars.
We
just praise the prayer. And the armies of angels in the spiritual world fulfilled. And they are led by the Holy Spirit. But in the entire era of BC, in the serving of the prophets, had to fight
for
prayer in warfare. And pushed
castles.
They bind them. It was not easy then.
But
the priest who knew the end where the war ends, he commanded us this. In the Matthew 4 verse 10, he says this. Matthew chapter 4 verse 10.
Awo Yesu na mugamba nti, vaa ugenda, setani, kubanga chau andikibu anti, osinza nga mukama Katonda wo, eromu uwele zanga yeka.
You
know the priest began the wars.
Go
from here, go.
You can
look in the Bible, most of the Old Testament, where you find one who barks at Satan and you don't get one. Our Lord himself, the Lord Jesus, the one who began things of chasing Satan and his demons, the fallen angels. That's why when Jesus reached in heaven, after he has chased Satan from this world, he reached in heaven, he said Satan should be chased from here. And his demons, they are the fallen angels. And they chased them out. But the one who be chasing Satan and his demons must have scriptures where they base and start. For if you read Matthew 4 and Luke 4, they came challenging with Satan each other in the scriptures much. And he had been led by the Holy Spirit and is filled with the scriptures.
yatulambika esala y'olutalo bagikola batya.
He showed us prayer of warfare how it's made.
So teyatandika butandisi Matayo 10. Matayo
4:10. Be gone, Satan.
Bali bezobye dambi ya wantu
kwa bulinyo. They had already challenged each other in the scriptures.
That,
I don't want to pass through now to explain it. When he came out in the first verse, he spoke saying this.
Matthew chapter 4, verse 1. Omukemi najja namugamba nti oba oli mwana wa Katonda gamba amayinja gano gafuuke emmere. Olunya olwokuna naye naddamu namugamba nti kyawandiikibwa nti omutabanga mulamu na mmere yokka wabula na buli kigambo ekiva mu kamaka ka Katonda.
You have heard the war began,
omwoyo nga yakulembedde mukama waffe Yesu.
Spirit had led the Lord Jesus,
mutwala mu ddungu,
taking him to the desert.
They
meet there.
Satan comes
to tempt him.
If you're
the Son of God,
turn
this stone into bread.
Say,
it is written,
man
does not live with food
alone.
Every word comes from the mouth of God.
Deuteronomy
8, verse 3 and 4.
Verse 3
and 4. People may know they don't live by food alone. It's written. Prayer of warfare.
But
prayers, you need to quote scriptures.
Reach
that of warfare, you exceedingly squat them.
You
listen to the verse 5.
Matthew chapter 4,
verses
5. Namuteka ku kitikkiro kya yeekaalu olinyolo mukaga namugamba nti oba oli mwana wa Katonda buuka ogwe wansi kubanga kyawandiikibwa nti alikulagiriza bamalayika be mu mikono gyabwe bali kuwanirira oleme okwesittala ekigere kyo ku jjinja. Olinyolo musanvu Yesu namugamba nti kyawandiikibwa nate nti tokemanga mukama Katonda wo.
Yes.
Atom bistani musala yotala yizo kuyingira dala naye.
Satan in the prayer of warfare can raise a level.
Wanga yagamba Yesu.
For he saw Jesus.
Matayo ni sura yokono nyolo kutano.
Matthew 4 verse 5. To down.
Namtwala kuchitikira.
Took him at the pinnacle of the city.
Namugamba buka yo.
He told him jump from the top.
Wanga chawa andikwa mu Zaburi.
It's written in the Psalms.
Yali kutumira ba malaika.
Send forth his angels.
Nimakuani anotestala bigere.
The Holy Ghost to knock feet.
Nina jukire chani kwa chiretedwa mbire bichamu.
Remember the scriptures brought in the wrong season.
Ambarabuli.
Let me warn you. Not every many who
scriptures
that they are servants of God.
Nistania quoting
Ben Satan
quotes
and is twisted them. And
they are
overturned.
They have
shifted from their meaning.
And
they have come in seasons not right.
Yesu na
and Jesus brought out another scripture. It is written, not the Lord your God. Exodus 20.
These
prayers, repentance, you can speak what you speak.
There
are no more scripture, but you have to be there.
Prayer
to be given, you quote a few scriptures.
When you
enter prayer, warfare, you quote many scriptures in their rightfulness.
Satan possess
your head and lead you pray in wrong scriptures. One is afraid, they say. Find a false prophet quoting some scriptures.
And
overturned, shifted from their meaning.
Or
where he has put, it's not meant to be there.
And
you say he quoted scriptures. have to have many scriptures and they are ordered well.
And they are
meaning in their right seasons and their time.
Mm-hmm.
Matthew chapter 4, verses
8. Awo Yesu n'amugamba nti, "Va ugenda, Setani, kubanga kyawandikibwa nti, osinza nga Mukama Katonda wo era omuweereza nga yekka."
Yes.
Namutwala eri ku lutikko waggulu n'amulengeza ebibuga by'ensi yonna.
Took him at the mountaintop, showed him cities of the whole world.
Nga bw'akoze abamu ku mmwe abakulembeze.
Has it done to some of the leaders of this world?
Abakulembeze b'amakanisa.
The leaders of the churches.
Namululunkanira obugagga bw'ensi yonna.
Great of riches of this
world.
And in the paths of darkness under the ocean. Jesus, right all day, overcame in prayer of warfare. And he quoted scriptures. Say in Exodus 20. Greet and worship the Lord God of your
soul.
I do not bow to anything else.
Say,
be gone from here in the name of God. He quoted the name of Jesus in the name of God.
Yes, you was when you
praise Jesus much.
So Mukama wafe Yesu.
Now our Lord Jesus is the one who opened up prayers of warfare.
As
those we prayed for all worlds. God to prepare them for this final work.
That
we pray from 27th October 2019. Reaching the 1st of December 2019. Up to today the movement will be fulfilled.
Yes, you have
Jesus. Now this note as we pray for you in the whole world. We say that you
cease
have a question which say why pray prayers of warfare. We showed you the Lord Jesus himself. These prayers is the one who began there. And one day in the Matthew chapter 16 verse 23. He chased Satan as he spoke this. Matthew chapter 16 from verse 22.
Petero namutwala natunula natanula okumunenyanga agamba nti nedda mukama wange ekyo tekiri kubaako n'akatono. Olwabiri mwesatu nakyuka n'agamba Petero nti denyuma wange Setani olinkonge gyendi. Kubanga tulowooza bya Katonda wawula eby'abantu.
You know, Apostle Peter had not realized he had been captured.
Lucifer
had entered in him.
Banga gworowooza ku by'abantu.
If you see that you think about things of men,
si bya Katonda,
not of God,
umanyi oli mu Satan.
You know, Satan is within you. That's why there are many servants in the world who have claimed to be servants of God. Yet they are servants of Satan. For them, the gospel they even preach. They preach your ways, your problems. But as the Lord began to chase Satan from people.
Thou understand.
Go from here, Satan.
When
you think of things of men,
do
not think of the things God wants.
If you want
to find one preacher gospel that he preaches in your problems, they think of things of men. Now some Satan is within them. Your bad situation, Satan himself brought it. You need to be preached God and the kingdom of God.
The
rest of the good things he freely gives you.
It
come from troubles where you are. Those troubles, they have preached a lot about them, but they have never gone away.
But
the one who preached your own things as a person.
You preached
and you are the one who approved it, touched me at our home, we never get married. That he preached that of you people, he was together with Satan. And as we cast demons, we cast
them
apostles, prophets of this generation. For inside them, they have demons which speak about people's lives. What concern them? We entered the whole church. That they do not think what they want.
There are
major things more than what God would have wanted to
do.
What you need is not that you need the food and the drinks. You need God and His word to give you all those. Is it not that?
Sure.
We need God.
So,
now, those prayer of warfare, I would have spoken to men about it. The beginning is the Lord Jesus on the world.
He
began prayers of warfare officially. Those spiritual wars. And you fall with something hidden behind another.
Yes, he was with
praise Jesus much. And he finds a man with a legion of demons. Go from him. Said this man of already chasing demons. He gets it from where?
So
now in those words, that is the first point. We show you the reason why we entered the prayer of warfare. Pray for us as an individual. Pray for the church of the new generation with the full knowledge of God. Even to lead God's final work on this planet Earth.
To
pray for church in Uganda. To pray for Uganda, where there is based in the call of the whole world. To pray for the church in the whole world. That they can come to do God's final work. To pray for the whole world. For this work. God's final work on this world. That revival. The gospel of salvation. The gospel of the kingdom of God and righteousness in the kingdom of heaven. In the second point, that you need to know on the prayer of warfare. Some people say, God is the one who began warfare between us and Satan. Who began it?
Is
the one who commanded Satan to fight us? We
too
to fight him. Where did it come from? But let me tell you one thing. We ourselves evolved in the fight of Satan as he fought God. This is the point at which we entered this war. Satan, when he wanted to become God, he came and involved man in that fight. That man too can become God. That's the point we entered in this war.
Well,
after we got revealed, that is what Satan was made us commit. And God told man, me too have put enmity between you, between your offspring, the offsprings of the serpent. Satan.
Those
are the fallen angels. That is the way this war began. Because some people ask, but who began this warfare between us and Satan? We first involved in the war of Satan as he was fighting God. We understood that's what he was doing to us. And we wanted to turn unto God. God said, if you turn unto me, now you first fight him. Me, I will be giving you power. That is how the war began. And you out there was not yet involved yourself. Now you are an army which was made dormant.
But
the war began long back in the Garden of Eden. Don't hear we prepare a warfare and think it's just begun.
Yes,
praise
Amen.
Jesus much. In the book of Genesis chapter
3,
verse 14 to 16, the war began like this. Genesis chapter 3 from verse 14.
Mukama Katonda nagamba omusota nti kubanga okoze kino okulimiddwa ggwe okusinga ensolo ez'omu nnyumba zonna n'okusinga buli nsolo ey'omu nsiko onootambuzanga olubuto onoolyanga nfuufu ennaku zonna ez'obulamu bwo. 15 nange obulabe n'abuteekanga wakati wo n'omukazi era ne wakati w'ezzadde lyo n'ezzadde ly'omukazi.
You've
heard how the war began. The serpent spoken of. It's the olden serpent. In the Revelation chapter 12, verse 7 unto 10. The olden serpent, Satan. Satan, the devil. Him they were cast in the garden when he deceived man, involved him in the fight to fight God. Some of you have been enrolled in it in ignorance because of your acts not easy, which are not of righteousness. You are in the warfare and now you're fighting to fight God. As Satan first involved you in the desert, in the garden, you see like this. That olden serpent,
you
had it in Genesis chapter 3, verse 14, entering 15.
The
serpent is explained in Revelation chapter 12, verse 7 to 10. The olden serpent is the Satan. Satan the accuser. Satan the devil. Now the war, they put it between the offspring of the woman. Between the woman and the serpent, the woman would have been Eve. Now today it's the church.
Is that daily?
Her offsprings. All people who came from Adam and Eve. Because all us who came from Adam and Eve, some have not been revealed this. Now we of church, one who remained to hold on this wall, that we fight Satan and his offsprings. They are the fallen angels. For us, I say now, the offspring of Satan, who were these? Satan had never given birth.
He
just stole those angels.
That's
Bible says in the Matthew
25
that human beings were not destined to fall in hell, neither the lake of fire,
but
prepared for Satan and his fallen angels. Those are his offsprings. You read there in Matthew, you read there we hear. Matthew chapter 25, verse 41.
Awali bagamba nabo abali ku mukono gwe ogwa kono nti muveewo wendi mwabakolimirwa mugende muliro ogutagwawo ogwateekerwateekerwa Setaani ne bamalayika be.
Olidde?
Have you heard?
Bw'omala n'okola ebitasaana.
If you do things not right,
Setaani aba abala ekintu kimu.
Satan targets one thing.
Ogwe mugene yali yamutegekerwa ye ne bamalayika baabaagwa.
Fall in hell which was prepared for him and his fallen angels.
Kubanga abo bamalayika abaagwa.
For those fallen angels.
Yamuyita bu alien.
Those you called the alien.
Obusajja obwa green.
Or the green man.
Tubula obula bisoba munsi bugamba akatonda taliyo.
When would they appear in the world and say God is not there?
Nebino bi computer byawe bakoze.
Even these computers they have made.
Your positioning.
Does the robots. The robots.
Teri katonda.
There is no God.
Because they
know that they are going into the fire.
You
know when they come on the heads of human beings,
that
the demon, a ghost came on the head of the human being,
those are
fallen angels.
And they make
them sing songs.
I
will go with you into the fire.
Now
you see,
this
spiritual war eventually came out, appeared in the physical.
It had
been put within the offsprings of the woman Eve with the human beings, between the offsprings of Satan.
Those
are the fallen angels. And we have to fight them much. Because Satan had enrolled us in this world of fighting God. And he tells us that we too are going to become gods. According to what is in Genesis 3, verses 1 to 3. And he says like this. Genesis chapter 3, verse 1.
Naye musota gwali mukalabakalaba okusinga ensolo zonna ez'omunsiko ze yakola Mukama Katonda. Ne kugamba omukazi nti, bw'atyo bwe yayogera Katonda, kitebulyanga ku miti gyonna egy'omu lusuku. Olunya olwokubiri, omukazi n'agamba omusota nti, ebiwala by'emiti egy'omu lusuku tulya. Olwokusatu, wabula ebibala eby'omuti oguli wakati mu lusuku, Katonda yayogera nti, temugulyangako newankubadde ogukwatangako, muleme okufa. Olinyo olwokuna, omusota ne gugamba omukazi nti, okufa temulifa. Olwokutaano, kuba Katonda amanyi nti olunaku lwe muligulyako mmwe, amaaso gammwe lwe galizibuka, nammwe mulibanga Katonda okumanyanga obulungi n'obubi.
Yes.
Yatuyingizaamu ensonga.
He entered in us a mindset
that we are
going to become gods.
And they
ask the sin of Adam
and Eve. There
is no any other
sin but
the sin of wanting to become gods.
But
Satan was the first to hail that in him.
The
father of sin. Father of
lies.
Himself is the one who wished and wanted to become God.
He
met us through Adam and Eve.
That's
when we shall eat of the tree, we shall become gods. We shall be like God.
And
sit on his throne to reign with
it. That's
the way we entered in this war. Because him, Satan,
spoken
of in the Isaiah 14, verses 12.
He
began and he wanted to become God.
When
he wanted to become that,
and
he began to fight God,
he
commands those who break his commands. Isaiah chapter 14, verses 12.
Ng'ogudde okuva mu ggulu, gwe Lusifa emunyenye eyenkya. Omwana ow'enkya, ng'otemwedde okutuuka ku ttaka, gwe yameganga amawanga. Lunyolo 13. N'oyogera mu mutima gwo nti ndirinnya mu ggulu, ndigulumiza entebe yange okusinga emmunyeenye za Katonda, era ndituula ku lusozi olw'ekibiina, ku njuyi ez'enkomerero ez'obukiika obwa kkono. Lunyolo 14. Ndirinnya okusinga ebirewe bikoma, Ndifana noyo ali waguru ennyo.
Yes. Nyinda kufana noyo ali waguru
ennyo. I'm going to be like the Most High.
Nakuba Katonda.
I'm going to be God.
Kati bwatani kebirozo bibino byowulira.
Began to have the thoughts you hear.
Oyo Lucifer Satan mulimba we season.
Lucifer Satan the devil.
E yali kerubi.
He was a cherubim.
Ezekiel 28 bwetu nyonyola.
Ezekiel 28 explains us.
Kunyule 11 mpa 15.
Verse 11 to 15.
Naye gwanyiza okufuuka Katonda.
And he desired to become God.
Atandika olutalo olw'okulwanyisa Katonda.
Began that fight to fight God.
Nga arumba abakwata ebiragiro bye.
And he attacks those who obey his commands.
Bakwata ebiragiro bya Katonda.
Obey the commands of God.
Yes. Sokera ku Adam ne Eve.
He first targeted Adam and Eve.
Oluvanyuma lw'okulimba ba malaika abamu.
After deceiving some of the angels.
Nagamba Eve kati munaguliako mugenda namufuka Katonda.
Told Eve when you will eat of it you to become gods.
Kali process ya rubirebere sura eyokusatu.
Process of Genesis chapter 3.
Satan nga mazuku sura omuntu mu buzibu.
Satan after he put man in problems.
Satan yabulawe misibe.
Satan disappeared, ran away.
Katonda najja sinka no omuntu.
And God came to meet man.
Nga alide ku muti n'ekigendo ekyokufuuka Katonda.
Eaten of the tree with the purpose aim of intending to become God.
Namugamba.
He told him.
Kati okusonyewa.
Now to forgive you.
We know Rwanda sorry. Eyakufudde omulabe wabyo.
You have to fight the one who made you into my enemy.
Kwata ebiragiro byange todda mbimenya.
Obey my commands, never break them again.
Mulwanise.
And you fight him.
Nze wange jangu kusabangayo manyi.
Me to me come asking for power from me.
Yengeri je twayengera musala yo lutalo.
The way we entered prayer of warfare.
Olutalo
that war
nemubiri bwe rwali nokuba
even in the flesh it was meant to be like that
twali nakwerwa nisange mulabe ntale ezili mu
we are not to fight ourselves as you see what's happening in the world
wabula Satan yekenyine bwe yakizula
but Satan himself when he discovered it
ndi abantu abanazali wabo nokuva mu Adam ne Eve
all human beings will be born through Adam and Eve
bajja kufocusing okunjiganya
they will focus to persecute me
kanchu solutalo
let me shift the war
do take masikatiga
put it within their midsts
Muluberebere suliyo kuna
in Genesis chapter 4
ngatalumba Kaini
he attacked Cain
ngamuteka mu kwegomba kwe
he put in Cain his own desires
abantu balwanagane bokana bokka
human beings will fight with each other
Kaini amalize ngase Abel
Cain will end up killing Abel
abantu be focusing ko kwerwanisa
people to focus on themselves to fight instead of fighting Satan
Era katonda bwasingana Kaini yamugamba
God found Cain he told him
obwenye bwachi buli
bwe why is your countenance changed
banga bali bagenza okuwaye ebiwebwa
because they are going to give the offerings
Kaini nga Satan yamusemberede da kumpi yao
Cain Satan had already drew close to him
amugamba katonda toyinza kumuwa birungi
he tells him you cannot good God the gift
eri kuchoto jemuwera yo
that at the altar where you give
offerings why ebibi
give that the funny wrong offerings
urwa mutandiseko
now is begun on him
asobodo muteka mu kwegomba
that he can put in him his desires
iraka ini amaliza waye ebiwebwa ebivuru
Cain ended offering rotten offerings
wewa yebitasanyusa katonda
offerings which never pleased God
Abel ngaye awai biwewa yebisanyusa katonda
Abel offered offerings which pleased God
kazitomuka kwa Cain gutaya mboke eri katonda
when the
Somwebiwebwayo
of Cain's offering never ascended towards God.
Atogwa Abel neguyimuko kugenda eri Katonda.
The one of Abel ascended to go towards God.
Satan nasembira Cain namugamba.
Satan drew close to Cain he told him.
Oraba Katonda bwakusosola.
You see how God is segregated you?
Erodu banyima lokolo obutali butukirivu nga atestani ya kosesa.
You can write your thesis yet Satan made you commit it.
Akulaganda atakatonda ye muzivu nyo atakukiriza.
Shows you that God is a very hard God who never accepts you.
Katonda naja nakulabula nagamba na yisingo baddo okole ebirungi.
And God come on you if I've been doing good things.
Wandi see me dwa jendi.
I would have gotten pleased of you.
Nimu okole ebi.
But if you commit evil.
Nanyo mubya kulikumpi ya.
Not the evil is right close to you.
Iragena kukoyisa okwegomba kwe.
Going to make you commit is desiring.
Okwegomba kwa sidani kuli bweko.
The desire of Satan is like
abantu balimu mufokasingako.
People not to focus on him.
Bewanise bukana bukka.
That they end up fighting each other.
For the
fight was put when the children of men,
they
were to persecute Satan and his demons, the fallen angels. But the human beings now manufacture missiles,
and
they are going to strike each other. This world madness had already fallen in it. Read us in Genesis, we see. Genesis chapter 4 verse 6.
Mukama nagamba Kaini nti kiki ekikusunguwazza era kiki ekikwononesa amaaso go. Olunyolo musanvu. Bw'onookolanga obulungi tokkirizibwenga. Bw'otokola bulungi ekibi kituula ku luggi. N'okwegomba kwe kunaabanga eri ggwe. Naawe onoomufuganga.
Yamugana esinga.
He said no.
If
you do good, you can take and challenge that Satan.
But
if you commit evils, he is close to you there. Putting you his desirings, his intentions in you.
All
Satan's intentions are evil. He ended shifting the warfare. And it turns us the whole world that we shift eyes from him and his demons, the fallen angels, those made us commit evils in this world, and we look to each other in fighting each other. We fight each other, we bewitch each other, and witchcraft we get it from his side. Look at that amateur. We have realized these schemes now. You finish in Genesis. Genesis chapter 4 verse 8.
Kaini nayogera ne Abili muganda we. Awo bwe balinga bali mu nnimiro, Kaini n'alyoka agolokokera ku Abili muganda we n'amutta.
Olabye,
you see,
abantu bwe bagambye mu lubereberye essula ey'okusatu.
They told in Genesis 3.
Olunyi olw'14 paka 16.
14 to 16.
Ntato utalo ntadde wakati wamwe.
Inemiris
ezadde lya Adam ne Eve.
Offspring of Adam and
Eve. Mulwanise zadde lya Satan ne zadde lye.
Satan and his offspring.
Dani yadde no mulubereberye nnyo ebintu n'abikyusa.
Satan came in Genesis 4, he changed the war. He shifted it.
Olutalo n'aluteka wakati wamwe.
Put the war between we human beings and human beings.
Kakati gwe president gundi.
Now you president.
Ezo missile zoweso genda kuba.
The missiles you are manufacturing, you're going to strike who with them?
Sigwe Kaini kenyini.
Are you not
oina Abel gwononya?
Your Cain, you are looking for Abel to slay him? Look the bombs you've manufactured. As if you're going to strike Satan. You're going to strike your fellow human being whom both of you have two eyes. Every organ you have the same. Even the same blood. There you are a thief thinking to steal from your brethren. The other thinks to commit adultery with the wife of the other. Look, the other woman wants to go to a husband of the other. Satan confused those your heads. But is it you want another to come on your wife?
You
do not want. Why and what are you doing yourself? Look at your Muslim brother. Wants to marry four women. Does not allow their woman to marry four men. What is that you own?
Whatever Satan did.
You see what Satan did?
But it was in the
Lutaru. Now we prayer of warfare touched the whole world.
And just
through this war, how it is standing.
Sikadonda ya
God put it in our midst. But it's us who involved in it. When Satan began to fight God, and so he could not stand it alone, even his fallen angels are turned. He said, let's involve human beings. For they are in the image of God. Those who will fight him much and will have and affect him much. Remember, I discovered we could not relate with Satan.
For you
in the shrine where you worship Satan, you feel bad, yet you're worshiping him there. Homosexuality, they tell you that is Satan. You say no.
Don't
want him, but the way it changed your timing. After understanding all those, and we discover in Revelations, chapter 12, verse 11 to 17. Revelations 12, verse 16 to 17. Satan came attack those who obey the commands of God. What make the entire whole covenants? Those who obey on the testimony of Christ. It's the new covenant. To fight them too much. But you rarely see him on the villages physically fighting. But
it
speaks with the hearts and the minds of people. The devils keep moving, seek for what to destroy.
Enter
in many children of men to fight their brethren to corrupt them. That's why we prayed the prayer of warfare. Let's read in the Revelations, we finish. Revelations chapter 12, verse 16.
Ensine yambo mukazi. Ensine yasama kamakayo. Nenyo omugga ogusuta gogwa wandula okuva mukamakago. Onyore 17. Ogusuta negusungu walire omukazi. Negugenda okulana nabo muzadde lye abasigala wa bakwate ebiragiro bya Katonda. Era balina okutegeeza kwa Yesu.
You have heard. It went to fight. You are still fighting for
food.
That you in prayer of warfare because you don't get married. You enter prayer of warfare because you have not moved to nations abroad. That because at your home there is a lame person.
Satan
entered warfare that you not obey the commands of God. The word of God. The testament of Christ. The
old
testament, you cast it away from yourself. He put their problems which exchange you. And you think of those problems and the way you take them away and you leave the main thing you're meant to do. For casting of demons, when we send the Holy Spirit and the angels
of God,
you have things to focus on. The entire world did the same thing to it, shifting it from the commands of God and the testimony of Christ.
That's
the main war which is moving on. You keep fighting for food. The word of God is what will sustain you all days. All things will pass away, but this word will never pass away.
You
what can give you eternal life? That make you
Lava,
cast aside.
Look,
you're out there in gatherings. Prayer of warfare, I did not eat supper. I have not yet clothed the suits. Why don't I get married? All those you see, they've vatten your focus.
Those
he put troubles confuse a human being.
Lest
he focus on God and his word.
And
God give him all that he needs. For God
say,
first seek my kingdom. All you need, I will add them to you. Keep my word. I
see one
who touched the one I anointed.
Kalisani yamanya ntikobonawe na mchigambo cha katona no chikwata.
It will be in the word of God.
Oteko kufumbirwa.
You have to
oteko kuwasa. Oteko vuge motoka. Oteko zimba. Oteko tuka muguru na ngamba.
Heavens and he said,
"Ni not take out the version.
I have to put things divert this focus of these people." Have to prove they will be on the province. Don't allow them even to be in the
word of God. And
so they come on the pulpit.
Obwavu.
Poverty.
Obwavu.
Poverty.
Engara.
Anger. No building.
No, that's what even
came
to diversion of Satan.
They are teaching in this war. Have you ever gone in the war and they trap you, women, naked even? They are naked. As you're holding your gun. My, my, my. Your mind is taken. You don't even know where the gun falls.
There
is a film they call a choke when you say chidi obukunya. Naked weapon.
Mokazi,
woman. She killed all the great men, killing them.
She just unclothed
this and all the great men will get mad.
Tell
us, put things in the world to divert your focus. They became a gospel now.
Kaura.
Satan is on the side.
Satan is on the side.
Fights you not to keep the word of God.
Command
of God as the old covenant is in the testimony of Christ.
If
you preach material gains of this world,
it's
on the side of those who desire the world become enemies of God. That's why we entered prayer of warfare. Because we knew
we
involved in the war from the beginning. In this war, not to fight me and you. No. Fight Satan and his demons. The fallen angels. Those who fight us keep the commands of God and the testimony of Christ. The light of the word of God is. Come back, see the other points remaining. Those
who
need their own prayer of warfare. But you'll get those prayers. We shall see how Satan is the common enemy between us and God. Omulaba asinga maseka tiga fenemu kama.
It's
common. Both sides fight God and defies us. This war has to be moving on.
For
he came to kill, steal, and destroy. Those are his main aims. That's why you enter in the prayer of warfare. Our third point to be what will explain how Satan is a common enemy between us and God.
It will
rob us from the hands of God to kill right in hell
the
lake of fire, everlasting death. Our spirits, it targets that
fault.
And you get angered well in the prayer of warfare. Then the fourth point,
It will
show you how we became co-workers with God.
Even
in the prayer of warfare as we fight Satan. Yes.
We became
laborers with him. After,
he
became a common enemy, fights both of us. Okay. The fifth. We shall serve the Holy
Spirit.
How he gives us holy power. And we work within his office to fight Satan.
Then point
the sixth point, what you have to know in the prayer of warfare. You see Holy Spirit and the holy angels. They work with the children of God. From the children of men.
To
fighting Satan and his demons. The fallen angels.
Yes,
praise Jesus much.
So tujako mekerezane point ya fe yomu sabi.
We shall wind up with our seventh point.
Omoyo mtu kufunga akule embira mu.
Holy
Spirit.
Spirit leading four groups of angels.
Kutuiga tako masala yolutari.
To join on us in prayer of warfare.
Wakama akuwa mukisa.
May God bless you. Thank you for coming.